Can you tell us a little bit about your case and what makes it special?
What makes our sound project special is that we already had an existing sound branding when we started. It was well known and had a high level rating regarding sympathy and strong acceptance from clients and also from the target group. Everybody starts singing Diba Diba Doo when thinking about ING Diba. It is always a challenge to improve something that is basically good. People don't feel the need to change something or they worry about the changes. Never change a winning team. We had different positions and advices about how the new sound should be developed. It was remarkably important for the successful evolution that we started the sound project by relaunching our brand appearance. We defined a clear position for the brand and target for the creative realization and the sound. So, the outcome was a coherent, cumulative brand appearance.
Tell me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
I was responsible for classical media and attended the Radio Day. This is a congress where a lot of information about radio is provided in general. Clients present successful case studies, market research brings in consolidated findings, and keynote speakers give some insights, ideas, and suggestions. One of the presentations was about sound branding. I was curious and joined it. I felt very inspired by interesting insights in sound branding given by Meta Design. So I left the Congress with an idea of what sound can achieve. Back in the company, I pushed the topic and brought in the vision of, let's say, a next generation of sound branding. As we decided to relaunch our advertising campaign, I took responsibility for the sound project.
Can you tell me a little bit about your company and your position in particular?
ING Diba is the biggest direct bank in Germany and also Austria. More than 7 million clients manage their finances with us. ING Diba offers simple products and services that allow people to manage their finances themselves. I was responsible for advertising at ING Diba Germany. At the moment, I'm head of marketing for ING Diba Austria.
What are your thoughts on audio branding in general?
To experience the impact of sound is simple. Just watch a film and switch off the sound. Or lean back and think of your favorite music. Sound adds or strengthens emotions immediately. More and more companies are about to notice the impact that sound can give to their brand. The interesting question is how to develop the brand sound. To find out the right process or finding the right partners, that is the key to success. But first of all, be aware of what the company or brand wants to achieve. Make a clear briefing concerning your goals. Ask yourself questions like, do I just want to match the character of the brand or do I want to relaunch the brand and bring in new aspects?
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress, and what do you think people will take away from it?
I was really inspired after the Radio Day, since I have become aware of what sound can achieve. I think that people can get a spark of what sound can do to their brand on this Sound Branding Congress as well. If you are interested on the subject, it really gets you motivated. The Congress offers a platform for inspiration, discussions, and connects interesting partners on the sound project.
What are your predictions for the future of audio branding?
More and more companies will become aware of the impact that sound can give to their brand. Just look at the high interest in the Sound Branding Congress. We can look forward to new sound brandings that will come up in the near future with excitement.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, Man Made Music.